1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. What would President Biden do if his son, Hunter, is convicted on federal gun charges?
As we sit here in Normandy, your son, Hunter, is on trial. And I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
The president in an exclusive interview today with ABC's David Muir. Former President Trump is campaigning in Arizona, a state he lost in 2020. 11 people are hospitalized, 7 smuggling suspects arrested after authorities in South Texas found more than 24 migrants in a secret compartment of a trailer. Cuban officials say 4 Russian ships, including a nuclear-powered submarine, will arrive in Havana next week. A boil water advisory has been lifted in Atlanta now that a major water main break has been fixed. This is ABC News. Another country is accusing Israel of genocide.
Spain is the first European country to take the step after South Africa filed its case with the International Court of Justice in The Hague late last year. It alleges that Israel's breached the Genocide Convention in its military assault on Gaza. The courts ordered Israel to immediately halt its offensive in Rafah, but has stopped short of ordering a ceasefire for the enclave. Israel has not complied. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Stock trading company Robinhood Markets is buying cryptocurrency exchange Bitstamp for about $200 million. Bitstamp was founded in 2011. Robinhood says this will be its first institutional business. A change at one of the biggest fashion houses. The artistic director who replaced Karl Lagerfeld at Chanel, Virginie Viard, is leaving the company. Chanel is not announcing a replacement at this point. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Mino and the Mayor.
Dan Van Lan and Hobart Lawrence Police.
Man, I went to the Ostoff. It's a Saturday night, and I'm checking everything out, and I look, and there's Jimmy. And Jimmy's got this ice cream cone. Not a lot of cone, but a lot of ice cream. Right, Jimmy? That thing was monstrous. Jimmy, okay, where's the guy
get
that?
Do you have a picture?
I don't. That's phenomenal.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9, on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matt Nair, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
How about that? I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Not another nickel!
Not another dime! No more money for Israel's
crimes! 7 pro-Palestine protesters are under arrest after disturbing the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents meeting today in Milwaukee. It's part of their ongoing efforts to get universities to cut ties with Israel. Former Waupun prison warden Randall Hepp and 8 former guards and nurses are charged with felonies in connection with 2 out of 4 inmate deaths in the last year. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt.
There must be accountability for the actions and inactions of state employees. As the sheriff, I am angered at how these men were treated and how they died.
One inmate died of malnourishment. Another was dead for 12 hours before anyone noticed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. For the 3rd straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says the Phillies' pitching in the series was outstanding.
Their pitching staff, I mean, gosh, those 3 starters threw great against us. We didn't score. Thrown out at the plate 3 times. Bang, bang, all of them. You know what I mean? So it's... Turns the game when they're 1- and 2-run games like that.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for 3 games against the Tigers starting Friday. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-seven series. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. The wind dying down this evening, the sky clearing out, and a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, sunny, warmer, and breezy, high, low 70s. A chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday night, then sunshine and low 70s for Saturday, and more sun for Sunday, high again, low 70s. It's 60 right now.
Crude and Dom. Tune in to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a very special Friday edition. We're airing the grievances and gearing up for Crude and Dom's birthday week. You want to listen.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight. You have got the Civic Media Radio Network. We are broadcasting live from downtown Green Bay at City Deck Landing from WGBW. So great to have you with me on this Thursday night. On this crazy Thursday night, I've never seen, I would say just in the last year or two, I've never seen the sky change so much. I was coming in tonight, and it looked like mountains. And there were just cloud formations, but it was crazy. It was very beautiful, but kind of ominous too. Hope it's beautiful wherever you are in our beautiful state tonight. And so great to have you here with me at Nightlight. We are going to talk about some really fun stuff tonight. We're going to be talking kids movies with a super dad named Stuart J. Waddles, who works here at Civic Media. He does great work reporting the news down in Southeast Wisconsin and hosting political chats here at Civic Media whenever there's a convention or a big candidate comes to the state. He does just top-notch work. So Stuart will be here at 7:35. He is also a movie buff, and he says he's really up on kids' movies and shows because he's got three kids. So we'll talk to him about, we can't discriminate against the kids because we talk a lot of movies, you know, but it can't be all Goodfellas and Thelma and Louise and all these adult films, not those kind of adult films. But we owe it to ourselves once in a while to talk about some kids' films. So we'll do that. We're all going to unveil our top five kid movies. Stuart, Conrad, and me. Conrad, how are you tonight?
I am doing great. I found a new seltzer water today, and it tastes really good, so I'm happy.
Way. Is it hot dog flavored?
I'm still in the hunt for that one.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No, I tried the Spindrift.
Oh, yeah, Spindrift is good.
Because it's real fruit juice?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Super good. I recommend it.
You know what I can't? I drink a lot of seltzer water. We've talked about this. Yeah. The flavors are great. I love LaCroix lemon. I love San Pellegrino. But the ones that are flavored, they have no sodium, no calories, but no chemicals. How are they getting that flavor in there? Is it like is it like two drops of lemon juice that's not even a calorie or something?
I have no idea.
I don't expect you to know that.
I'm not a food scientist.
You wore a lab coat in tonight, so I thought maybe I could ask you such questions. But Spindrift actually, there's like a few calories.
Yep. I got the lime one here, and it's 4 calories.
Very good. It's a little, if you're used to regular seltzer water, Spindrift will like kind of pop.
It knocked my socks off.
A seltzer water knocked your socks off.
I got the variety pack at Sam's Club today. And it's lemon, lime, and then they got an orange flavor. And that one's super good.
Orange Spindrift. I haven't tasted the orange. I like that.
I got one in the fridge.
I was laughing so hard when, it's something you just said reminded me of this, years ago when Bill Bradley was running for president. He was the senator, I think, from New Jersey. And he had an episode on the campaign trail where he had to call it a day. He got lightheaded and sat down. And, you know, these political candidates, when they're out on the campaign trail, they want to seem strong and in control, and they tried to spin it. They didn't want him to seem weak. So his handler said, well, the senator attributes his dizzy spell to a cream soda he had earlier that day. And the chemicals or whatever just kind of affected him, and he had to sit down. And Al Franken talked about that. He went on like one of the late night talkers, and he explained what happened to Bill Bradley and that his handlers referred to the cream soda and blamed it on the cream soda. And then Al Franken said, I don't know about you, but I want a president who can handle the cream soda.
Wow.
Oh God. It was great. Great line by a hilarious individual. So that's where we're at. We got Stuart coming on at 7:35. We'll talk. There was a big anniversary yesterday too. Ferris Bueller's Day Off shot, I want to say like 40 years ago now, yesterday at Wrigley Field, that classic scene where they're at the Cubs game and Ed Rooney's looking for him. So Stuart alerted me to that. And that made me think I got to have Stuart on the show, because we always have some fun stuff to talk about. And he wants to talk about fibs too. So that'll be interesting. I kind of left it open. I kind of want him to surprise me. And we'll do some Summerfest talk too. And then at 8:35, Jimmy Cusco will be here to talk about all things Wisconsin sports. You got Packer OTAs, Brewers still in first place, right, Conrad?
Yeah, they're still above 500 right now. So,
but they're in first place, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. St. Louis is ridiculous. They're every year. They're just one of those organizations. They're always around. It's maddening. And they kind of came out of nowhere this year. They weren't doing very well at all. All of a sudden, they're right in the mix. So we'll talk to Jimmy about all that. And then I heard him mention on the news the high school softball tournament. And that's girls softball, I assume. In Madison?
Yes.
So It's not fat old guy softball tournament. I don't think Jimmy would be reporting on that.
The state tournament of fat old guys.
So fun guest tonight. We're going to do, it is Thursday, folks, and that means our new segment, What to Watch. And last week I read the text at 8:20. I think we're going to open it up. Just Thursday night is going to be What to Watch. The weekend is coming up. I want to know what you're going to watch. Are you going to go see something in the theaters? Are you going to stay home and binge watch something or watch a movie at home? A lot of people think the dip in the box office numbers this summer could be, well, a lot of people blame the pandemic, but some of it might just be people like to stay home. I like to stay home and watch movies. I like to go to the movies too. But what to watch? It's What to Watch Thursday. So all night, folks, the text line will be open. I want to know what you're going to watch this weekend. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. And then, if that wasn't enough show, I'm going to play. Last weekend, I went to a Bigfoot convention that was in my hometown in Marinette, and I got some great footage from people who attended, and they shared their opinions on Bigfoot with me. Some of them are strong believers. Some of them are skeptics. It was just a really fun atmosphere. I will say all of them were drinkers. Those Bigfoot enthusiasts can pound the beer. And it seemed to be light beer from Miller was the drink of choice for Bigfoot enthusiasts. But it looked like a really fun time. I had fun just talking to people. We'll play a couple clips of those. Also, before we get too far into the show, we've got Scotty Summer. Conrad, what do you think about that?
I think we got some great prizes.
You can't win them. You know that, right?
I know.
All right. There's one winner per hour, folks. This is the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. It'll be going on through June 14th. It's a great contest. We have three great grand prizes. First of all, there's a winner every hour. You can see get tickets to attractions in the Dells, little prize packs. Daily winners can receive Milwaukee Brewers club level seats. Not too shabby. Grand prize. Your choice of one unique summer staycation getaways. It's kind of an oxymoron. Unique summer staycation getaway. How can a staycation be a getaway? I probably shouldn't say that. Okay. Hey, it's a great vacation. You can stay at home, whatever you want to do. But here are the top three choices. Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake, including a pontoon boat. For all you Hellraisers, Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores, and a Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites.
There are two winners overall. And, I mean, those are, what would you take out of those?
You know, I think Lake Geneva would be really cool. But the other one you're getting a pontoon, though, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I've been to Door County so much. It's right across the bay from where, and I love Door County. I go there a lot. But yeah, and I was at Lake Geneva about 8 years ago. My parents celebrated their 50th there, and they took everybody for like a week. It was so much fun. I might go cottage on the lake too. Rev that pontoon boat. Create some hell. Hell out in the water. But anyway, all right. Are you guys ready for this? Our Scani contest. When you hear the keyword, text in and be eligible to win. All right, so here we go. Our Scani keyword is, drum roll please, Conrad, what is the keyword tonight?
It is holiday.
Celebrate good. That's not holiday. Madonna sings holiday. All right, holiday is our word. Me singing would be just enough for people not to want to take part in any contest. So that's, there you go, folks. Tonight's keyword is holiday. So text in and be eligible to win. And be part of Civic Media's Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Another really fun contest. The text lines are also open too, because this is What to Watch Thursday, as I just mentioned. Text in what movie or TV you will watch this weekend, and we will read them on the air. We'll get some suggestions for other people. I'm kind of running out of stuff. I think I have 3 episodes of Dark Matter left on Apple TV, and then I need a new show. So I'm going to be looking for something to watch. So if you have a good suggestion. I'm all ears. Hey, Nightlight with Pete Schwab is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer and join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. So, I don't know, do we do Bigfoot now, or do we do, let's do this. I saw this cracked me up. You and I, Conrad, have talked incessantly, one might say, about just, like, we all eat fast food, but sometimes I think fast food talks down to us to get us to come in and buy their crappy product. I just, like, here's the new thing from Wendy's. Saucy nugs. They're chicken nuggets. I know that Wendy's is trying to, you know, distinguish itself away from McNuggets. Burger King's got their chicken sticks, and Taco Bell's got their chicken crappy dippers or whatever they are. Wendy's, the crack team of Wendy's scientists, have improved Wendy's nuggets, and they are now called saucy nugs.
No thanks.
Well, they're saucy. This is hilarious, too. This is the society we live in. Wendy's has announced that really impatient eaters, I added the impatient part, you can order ahead of time. They don't come out till Monday, but you can order nuggets early on the website or the app and get free delivery. How do you like that?
I don't like it.
50-piece party pack, too.
for 15
just think
bucks.
About it. We can polish those off by the end of the show. Stuart Waddles is here at 7:35. When we come back, I'm going to read some texts, and we'll talk a little Bigfoot. I'm Pete Schwab, but this is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. From a 3-minute record, when we hit the road in this school, turn out of here, the neighborhood, drum a sound, and feel my heart begin to pound. So you're tired, just want to close your eyes, follow your dream down.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Tomy's Auto Care and Hitch in Two Rivers salutes the men and women of the U.S. military for the sacrifices they make every day. Our hearts, well wishes, and never-ending admiration go out to you, your families, and the veterans who served throughout history. please be careful and come home soon. This from Tomy's Auto Care and Hitch in Two Rivers. For hitch installation, complete auto service, and collision repairs and more, call 920-793-4024.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
All right, we're going to do Bigfoot. We're going to do Bigfoot in the second hour. After we talk to Stuart, we'll do Bigfoot. It'll be my Pete on the Street segment where I talk to Bigfoot enthusiasts. Because right now, we're going to read some texts, and there's a very important story in the sports world that we have to get to regarding hockey in Utah. Sherry from Oregon says, good evening, Pete and Calvin. This is Sherry. And then she corrected herself. Conrad, duh, sorry. Kelvin's not bad.
The Kelvin did have a K in it, though.
It did. That's impressive. That's great. Carla from Baraboo checking in. Aunt Carla says, hi, Conrad. Glad you had a great vacation. Hi, Pete. Again, working the weekend, so no Think TV. Plus no Lifetime crime shows. What happened last weekend and had crazy nightmares? Really? Nightmares from Lifetime crime shows. Carla. You seem like, Carla seems like this kind of brassy, tough girl. I can't imagine your Aunt Carla having nightmares from Lifetime movies. But we all have our weak spot. We all have our Achilles heel, as they say. Tons of texts coming in for this the contest. That's great. I really wish I could get in on that. And then Stacy Sue says, hi, Pete and Con on the stream. Great to have you with us, Stacy. All right. Utah is getting a hockey team, correct, Conrad?
Yes. Yeah.
That's got to be exciting for no one, but good for the people of Utah. They have narrowed it down. They were letting the fans name the team.
Yep, and we did the segment where
we did.
We let our viewers or listeners chime in, see what they thought the name could be.
And I thought we got some good suggestions.
We did.
I don't remember exactly what they were.
I think one was the Bees, right?
Okay. Wow, good memory. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think that was my favorite one.
Yeah, the bees is kind of cool. I think we had two derivations of the word bees, if I'm not mistaken.
Bumble,
or maybe maybe somebody added a bumble. I don't know where that came from. Like the fact that two people could suggest, a bug that has no real connection to hockey. But I did like it.
Yeah. Cool uniforms with it probably too then.
Right. So the finalists here are Blizzard. So is it Utah or Salt Lake City?
It's Utah.
Utah. So the Utah Blizzard. Not bad. I feel like that's already been done. What a great tie-in, though, with Dairy Queen after they win, right?
Yeah.
The Utah Blizzard, Utah Mammoth, like it. Outlaws, nope. Utah's like the most milquetoast state in the world. The Outlaws, that doesn't fit. The Venom,
yeah.
Yeti? Wow. Okay.
Then they could have the greatest sponsor of getting Yeti as the sponsor for it.
Yeah, I guess.
They have the Yeti logo.
That would be hilarious. And finally, the Utah Hockey Club or Utah HC. That one I don't hate. It's got like a retro kind of thing. I think my two favorites, Yeti's too gimmicky. I would say Blizzard because they get bad weather, right? Or Mammoth. Blizzard, Mammoth, or Hockey Club.
I think my favorite is the Mammoth. That one just is really unique.
And it's kind of a vague, like, are they referring to the animal or just that they're big and, you know, they probably mean the animal, but still, it's kind of a cool name. Yeah, I could go with that. All right. When are they hoping to have this all wrapped up? Because I'll be on pins and needles.
I believe they want to be in the league next year. So it should be all wrapped up before the season starts.
Okay. Well, I mean, do people in Utah go to hockey games? Do they like that kind of thing?
I have no idea.
I mean,
maybe they like going to some high school hockey.
It just seems weird that Utah would have a hockey team and Wisconsin does not have a pro hockey team.
Yeah. We have the Admirals.
Admirals, right. And they have a pretty good following. I know there's a lot of Hawks fans up here because they're the closest team. But, like, I just feel like, I don't know. I don't know. This is so funny, too. All right.
So first of all, Bad Boys, if that's on your list, folks, it's what to watch Thursday. Let us know what you're going to watch this weekend. Text it in, please. Bad Boys, I've been ripping on this movie for a month. It's getting a 68%. It's getting a fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. What am I doing wrong? How is that possible? Everyone I know that's gotten a sneak peek at the movie says it's awful. I'm starting to think people that do the Rotten Tomatoes ratings are taking liberties or something. That doesn't even make sense. There's no way that film cannot be tired and annoying with Will Smith in. I actually think Martin Lawrence is funny. Like, he's made me laugh a lot. He's a funny, naturally funny person. And nobody was probably happier that Bad Boys came back than Martin Lawrence. I'm sure he saved his money and he's set for life, but man, that's a paycheck. I don't think Will Smith needs it, but I don't get it. And there's a lot of other good stuff opening this week, this weekend. M. Night Shyamalan, his daughter, Ishana, has a movie, a scary movie opening up called The Watchers, starring Dakota Fanning. That'll be in theaters. People are digging horror. There's a lot of horror films in the theaters this summer, too. It is not reviewing particularly well, although I would be willing to bet I would enjoy The Watchers, her directorial debut, over Bad Boys. And Conrad, are you a Lord of the Rings fan?
No. I haven't seen the movies.
I've seen bits and pieces. It's not my thing, but they're doing a re-release of The Fellowship of the Ring that will be in certain theaters this weekend. So there is stuff out there to watch. As I mentioned, I'm about to finish Dark Matter. And I like it. It's like a quantum physics show.
I watched that.
The whole thing?
No, not the whole thing. Okay. I've watched the first three episodes and I really enjoy it.
It's good.
Yeah.
I love the first three episodes. It does get a little confusing in the middle, but now I'm back into it again. Like, it came around. It is very interesting, I think. So, and then we'll do one more thing here before we bring Stuart in. The Bachelorette star. I don't know if you watch reality TV, Conrad? It's okay.
I watch one show because it's so bad.
What is it? Hard Knocks?
No, it's 90 Day Fiancé. It's the worst show ever, but it just brings me back every time.
Oh, that's hilarious. But you watch it because it's bad.
Yeah.
You're not like, this is prime entertainment. This Bachelorette star from like 20 years ago, Trista Sutter, disappeared. Like, her family didn't know where she was. She had some kind of midlife crisis. Not a laughing matter. Maybe she's having serious issues. I don't know. The husband is all over social media saying, I want to talk to you. Where are you? Like, who like these people like that wish their son or daughter happy birthday on social media, that the daughter's like 2 years old and not even on social media. Like, doesn't this guy have his wife's phone number? And she says she's going to explain her absence. She's back and she's safe and it's great. Nobody wants anybody to get hurt. She's back with her husband and two kids, and their names are Maxwell and Blakesley.
That's a cool name.
Our daughter. Yeah, right. Let's name her something that's really hard to say and that she'll have to spell for the rest of her life. Blakesley. Not Blake, not Blakey, not even Blake Lee. Blakesley. Makes me mad. Okay, Stuart J. Wattles will be here. We're going to talk kids' movies, Fibs, and Summerfest next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. What would President Biden do if his son Hunter is convicted on federal gun charges?
As we sit here in Normandy, your son Hunter is on trial. And I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
The president in an exclusive interview today with ABC's David Muir. Former President Trump is campaigning in Arizona, a state he lost in 2020. 11 people are hospitalized, 7 smuggling suspects arrested after authorities in South Texas found more than 24 migrants in a secret compartment of a trailer. Cuban officials say 4 Russian ships, including a nuclear-powered submarine, will arrive in Havana next week. A boil water advisory has been lifted in Atlanta now that a major water main break has been fixed. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state is withholding over $16 million in aid from Milwaukee Public Schools' special education programs. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction told MPS on Thursday they won't receive funding because they still haven't submitted financial reports that were due last September. The DPI says MPS can receive the funds if they turn in their late reports. Wisconsin Democrats say they make their biggest gains in the state legislature in more than a decade, thanks to new maps. State Senate Minority Leader Diane Hesselbaum.
For the first time in over 20 years, we have a Senate Democrat running in every single race in the state of Wisconsin. Let me say that again. A candidate running in every race, challenging every single Republican candidate.
Democrats are also running in 97 of Wisconsin's 99 assembly districts. Meanwhile, Republicans are running in 11 Senate districts and 84 assembly districts. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Looking for a new show with a dash of retro? Here's one of Pete's picks. If you haven't seen it yet, check out The Wire. The HBO show that hit the airwaves this week in 2002 still holds up today and is often mentioned as a contender for the best episodic show ever. The Wire is set in Baltimore and shows the financial challenges the underfunded Baltimore police and city government face. All 5 seasons are available on Max. It's time for a trip to Flavor Country. Flavor Flav went into a Red Lobster and ordered everything on the menu in an effort to try to save the entire chain. The restaurant recently filed for bankruptcy and announced it will close many stores. In a related story, there's been an influx of lobsters at local pet shelters. None of the closings sat well with Flavor, who posted a picture of himself standing in front of every menu item. He did his best, but still left shortly after with the biggest doggy bag ever. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. The wind dying down this evening, the sky clearing out, and a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, sunny, warmer, and breezy, high, low 70s. A chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday night, then sunshine and low 70s for Saturday, and more sun for Sunday, high again, low 70s. It's 60 right now.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, "I just don't get it. What was in it for them?"
To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there? He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely telling.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Friday morning, my good friend Sandy Williams will join the show from Florida. We'll talk about the biggest political stories of the week and break down some of the issues affecting us all.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back. Our question tonight, it is a What to Watch Thursday. Please let us know what you plan to watch this weekend, whether it's binge watching television, going to see a summer blockbuster, whatever it is, I want to know. And I kind of need something new to watch myself too. As I mentioned, I'm about to wrap up Dark Matter, and I need something new. So please share. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know what you plan to watch this weekend. It is a What to Watch Thursday. So Jimmy Cusco will be here at 8:35 to discuss all things Wisconsin sports. Always fun to talk to Jimmy. And right now, I'm very excited to welcome to the show my old pal. He's not old. He's middle-aged. He's not even middle-aged. He's a young guy. And he does great work here doing the news at Civic Media covering Southeast Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles joins us here on Nightlight. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, how you doing? Trying to get the camera working, but I guess folks in Radio Land can enjoy the rich baritone.
Oh, that old.
How you doing, bud?
That old bit, huh? I'm trying to get the camera to work. It's the damnedest thing.
It's the drivers. I'm going to blame the drivers.
See,
the lousy drivers you got to worry about.
I don't even know.
It might pop on here, but who knows? Yeah, but we're doing good here. I don't know if it's middle age. I don't know what it is. It's young at heart, I guess.
What's new in Southeast Wisconsin that we need to know about? Anything popping down there? We're on statewide,
and I like a little.
Yes, Summerfest will be here shortly.
That's a big deal.
But what about like RNC? Racine, Kenosha? You guys got people don't realize like Milwaukee's a big town. Kenosha, Racine together, that's well over what 200,000 people.
Essentially it's a megalopolis if you really want to get into it from north of Milwaukee down around Chicago.
Oh yeah,
it's
sure.
All a mass of humanity. But yeah, Racine, Kenosha, about 100,000 each. And it's just kind of strange to think about when you think about the entire state that you've got these two major cities that are really close to each other and right on the lake. I was just on the lake a couple of days ago with the kids. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You're looking out there, you don't know it's a lake. It's an ocean. Kids don't know.
So what do you consider that part of Milwaukee, the Milwaukee burbs?
Or
it's kind of its own thing.
Again, I'm born and raised in Kenosha. And when Kenosha first got its cable system, they made the cable operator provide the Chicago stations. So if you got cable from Jones Intercable in Kenosha, you not only got Channel 4 with NBC out of Milwaukee, you got Channel 5 out of Milwaukee or Chicago.
Chicago,
so the same
right.
Content, but different imaging, different news operations, different stations. So anybody in Kenosha grew up with both those signals. And I think that plays into a lot of what makes Kenosha a little bit different than everybody else. Because again, you are forced to get those Chicago media market. You can get them over the air too. I mean, obviously with the antenna, but it just was part of the cable system. So everybody getting cable, you got both media markets. So it's a unique situation.
So like when you were a kid, let's say you're going to see the theater or something, I assume you were like more of us when it came to sports, more of a Wisconsin guy, but would you go to Chicago a lot?
Yeah, just for the experience.
Right.
I mean, yeah, just to go to Wrigley or Comiskey I grew up with Bozo. I mean, to kind of put that in perspective, like WGN, not just again through cable, through the airwaves.
Totally.
So again, it's a unique existence. And then Racine had this crazy cable system where you had to have a dual tuner. You had an A and a B, a 21A and a 21B, and I'm not sure if they. I'm pretty sure they didn't get the Chicago media signals, but.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a unique environment, and technically, according to the, I'm not sure who it is, the DMA, the market assignments for media locations, Kenosha is part of the Chicago count
when it comes
to the census and some of that media stuff. So, in some respects, Kenosha is considered a suburb of Chicago.
I kind of feel like I know this. I wasn't planning on talking to you about this, but it's really interesting. Like I'm just sort of. Picturing where you are. And I read this thing that said a while ago that Michigan will be the number one destination for Americans to live 20 years from now due to climate change and anywhere in the Great Lakes. So you got like Chicago, Milwaukee. And then I feel like don't sleep on Racine and Kenosha, right on the lake. And even like Gary, Indiana, Stewart, if I had tons of money, Gary's going to make a comeback, like Detroit kind of is, you know? I'm telling you.
You've driven by there recently.
Listen,
It's not pretty to look at, but
it's not Louisiana, Paris, France, New York, or Rome. I'll tell you that, Pete.
It's coming back, though. I really believe that. I wish I had the money.
All right, we'll see. Well, then the other thing about Kenosha is we've got a metro stop, so you can hop on a train that runs out of here 3 or 4 times daily and get to Chicago. So there's people that literally commute every day via a transit system to Chicago, and it's a. I think it's kind of left out. It's like you say. It's kind of. It just feels like it's not part of Wisconsin, but I mean, it is. It's obviously.
Right. And I wasn't like comparing that to Detroit and Gary, two very depressed towns, but like, I'm just saying anywhere on the lake that, I don't know. I just think it's going to have this huge resurgence. So what I'm saying to you is buy, 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 divest, Stuart.
Hold on. What was that second thing?
Well, if you're buy? Listening, if you're listening to me, you're in trouble.
Well, your real estate direction is forged by NSYNC. I think you might have a problem.
Yeah, we'll see who's laughing in 30 years, buddy. Hey, this is great to have you on the show. You sent me this article yesterday about Ferris Bueller, and I just any reason to talk about that movie in particular, I just love. And that was the anniversary of the Wrigley scenes that they shot there when they were skipping school. So fun.
And reading and just the couple things that I've read over the past couple of days, John Hughes was a big White Sox fan.
Is that true?
They couldn't work out recording at Comiskey. So they ended up booking Wrigley. And like I sent you that link that they ended up at Wrigley this day, whatever, 35, 40 years ago.
Oh my God. You know, I grew up like 2.5 miles west of Wrigley. And to me, if they shoot that scene at White Sox, it sinks the entire Hollywood industry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it worked out. I mean, it just, I think that scene helped contribute to the Cubby aura of the lovable losers, just that whole thing. It just continued it.
And they were terrible still. Life. Yeah.
Right. Well, but I mean, at that time, I mean, that was 87. You still had the bleacher bums, literal bums that would sit out in the bleacher with no shirt on, pounding beers for sitting there for a dollar in the afternoon.
You had Bill Veeck, Stewart, who owned the White Sox at one point, in the bleachers every day at Wrigley. Like, that's like kind of bad PR, I always used to think. I was like, man, that takes guts to sit in the bleachers at Wrigley. Nobody cares.
Different time, Pete.
Indeed. Are you a fan of the John Hughes films?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
I mean, you got to be. I mean, Home Alone is so good. A lot of nostalgia around that. I think that home is for sale now. That's I imagine that it's like maybe 50 minutes from where I am, an hour. But that's always a great one. Ferris Bueller, of course. Yeah.
5.5 mil. They're asking for the Home Alone house.
Yeesh.
Just write
and
a
most
check.
Of it wasn't filmed there, right? It was filmed in like a school.
You know,
that
I
was,
don't.
That was used.
I don't know. I heard that at some point, but I don't know. Cause a lot of the house, they did a good job faking it. You know what I mean? If it's not shot in the actual house, like, you know, I was thinking about this the other day, like when you watch Friends, the apartments for Monica and Rachel and then the guys across the hall, but somehow they can both see ugly naked guy across the street. And you're like, wait a minute, that can't happen. But like the Home Alone house, it's pretty symmetrical, I think, anyway.
Right. Yeah, it's well laid out. And I think it has to be given what the shenanigans you end up seeing later in the film.
I think that would be on I was saying earlier, let's talk about our top 5 favorite kids movies tonight. I didn't even think of Home Alone. I categorize that as like a Christmas movie, but that is a kid's movie too. Add that to the list.
I mean, it appeals to everybody, but it's tough to come up with this list because I'm born in the late 70s. So I came up in the 80s when things again were different, when parents were letting their kids watch very different things. So, I mean, we had HBO in the house in the mid 80s and that was kind of, they tried to put a lock on it. I mean, defend my parents. They tried their best, but we found a way around the lock. So we were watching Wildcats. We were watching Better Off Dead. I mean, all these movies that a kid shouldn't be watching. And there we were.
But, was Better Off Dead? Did that have like controversial scenes in it?
I haven't seen it in ages. Nothing too extreme. I just don't think it was, you know, made for children. You got the $2. Right. I won by $2. And then the memorable part as a kid is and Lane pulls up to the stoplight and the guy who does the voice, the Asian guys that act like Howard Cosell.
Right.
Memorable parts. Right. And the other thing, you've heard about Dan Schneider recently, right? This guy with Nickelodeon.
Wait, the Redskins owner?
No. He's the guy with Nickelodeon.
Yes.
He's the subject Schneider. Of this documentary that's out.
The Creep.
Who's filed a lawsuit, but he's in that movie.
Is he?
He was in that movie before head of the class. He was in head of the class with Howard Hessman, I believe.
Yeah.
Was the lead at that one point.
He was Cusack's friend, right?
Well, he was the neighbor whose mother brought in the foreign exchange student. French foreign exchange student brought the girl in and tried to set her up with her little Ricky. And Ricky was a disgusting little pig. And she acted like she didn't speak English. And then she ended up with Lane because she knew how to fix the car. I watched it recently. It's all fresh.
I was going to say, man, you got a great memory. I don't remember a lot of it.
$2. I want my $2.
All right, so you...
Yeah, but it's...
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, again, the time I grew up in it, it was Cannonball Run. That was the big movie for me as a kid. Smokey and the Bandits, Better Off Dead, like I said. And again, I had a weird upbringing. My mom's from Texas. My dad's from Tennessee. So, again, they did things a little different.
Right.
I had the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas soundtrack memorized by the time I was 8 or 9.
Oh, wow.
Just because it was on in the house and we watched it and it was Dolly Burt and
it's a Jim great Neighbors. Soundtrack.
I don't want to sleep on Jim Neighbors, but yeah, the soundtrack, we could start right now with that.
I wouldn't mind sleeping on Jim.
we'll forget about it.
I'm
20 fans are turning. They were turning. 20 fans are turning in every room.
You may.
It's very strange for a 7-year-old to be singing that
the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas soundtrack. My guest is Stuart J. Waddles. He covers Southeast Wisconsin here at Civic Media, doing a great job doing the news. And I love that you said, like the last time you were here, we talked about kids, not necessarily kids movies, but this that you have, that's kind of where your focus is right now. When I was like, I don't know, it's probably 20 years. No, not quite 20 years ago, 15 years ago, but I was watching Caddyshack with my kids. And I was showing them the gopher dancing because I thought they'd think it was cute. And they did, and they laughed. Well, there's a hard cut to a topless girl in the pool on someone's shoulders. And Stuart, I swear to God, I almost tore my ACL looking for the remote. And I'm like, oh.
You didn't do the, hey, what's that over there?
No, I should have.
That always sometimes work. Hey, there's a bird outside. Look at that.
But they didn't even, like. They were so young. My son was probably 7 and my daughter was probably 3. They didn't even, they're just like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like they could not have cared less. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, why am I, if I make a big deal about it, do you do that with your kids?
How old are they watching Caddyshack? These are the things that I've got to worry about. Like how soon do I show them the Blues Brothers? I should see the Blues Brothers as early as possible, but how early is that?
I don't know. I stayed away from violence. If my kids... I didn't want them to see graphic violence. I didn't mind if there was, like, I don't want to say innocent nudity, but like the scene in Caddyshack, just a girl without a shirt. It's nothing sexual necessarily. I didn't freak out about that. I did initially, then I'm like, well, who cares? Swearing, I didn't really care that much unless it was like horrible, harsh, aggressive language. It was more about what was behind, you know, stuff like that. But the violence I tried to keep them away from. What about you?
Well, my kids are watching old school Warner Brothers cartoons, so Bugs Bunny holding a revolver to Elmer's head. So, I mean, it's still like a cartoon to them. So when Pepe Le Pew threatens to kill himself over some other cat that doesn't want to, you know, get with him, they're not processing it like we are processing
right.
It. It's a silly cartoon.
Stuart Waddles is here hanging out, my old pal. We're going to list our top 5 kids movies next. Conrad's going to get in on the fun too, right, Conrad? You got your list ready?
I got it.
Okay, buddy. We'll have more with Stuart Waddles on Nightlight with Peach Waba coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
I think I broke my thumb.
Hey, bada 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 bada, so win, bada.
I never knew what what's Cameron said. He's saying he can't hit, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
He can't hit.
All right. That's the clip that Stewart was referring to when he sent me that article and the genesis of his appearance on Nightlight Tonight. You still there, Stewart? Do we have Stewart? Stewart took a powder?
he's coming, joining the link.
Oh, he's going to read. Okay.
Yeah. He's rejoining.
I never knew, like, would you have known what he was saying in that? He can't. I never knew what the heck he was saying. I thought he was just being a weirdo.
It's so fast. All right. I believe we have Stuart back.
Stuart, are you back?
He can't hit.
That's it.
Wing.
So he's saying he can't hit.
He can't hit.
Okay.
Took me a long time too.
Yeah, I don't think I knew that until like recently what he was saying there. So here's what I want to do. We have, first of all, I just want to say, Stuart, how often do you get the house to yourself with three young kids?
Don't happen, Pete.
Yeah.
Don't happen.
So I have, my daughter is still at home. She's going to college soon. I got the house to myself tonight. My wife and daughter are out of town. You know how I'm celebrating? This is totally G-rated. No, it's sad. This
taking
is,
the
this
old
is,
records off the shelf?
This is where I'm at in life, Stuart. Conrad gave me a blood orange tangerine spindrift, and that's how I'm gonna have that and watch Dark Matter tonight when I get home with my blood orange tangerine spindrift.
An alcoholic beverage?
No, it's not. It's just a seltzer water.
Oh.
So I have really, like 22-year-old Pete would be infuriated with me right now.
Look at you now.
Yeah. So, okay. So let's talk kids movies. You've got three kids. Do you have a top five list? Let's discuss this. Let's go.
I've got a top five. Like, go ahead.
No, let's start with number five. We'll each do number five.
I'm going recent because, again, I'm in that world right now. 8, 7, and 3. They're more in the recent one. So that's will be my contribution to it.
Okay.
But Leo. Leo is a fine film made recently. It's on Netflix, Adam Sandler joint. It's the Adam Sandler animated, and a bunch of his friends are in it.
Well, Conrad,
he's in a cage. There's kids. It's a wonderful story.
Very nice. Okay. You gave me something to watch, too. Conrad, what about you?
So I ranked these in when I was a kid, what I watched, what I really liked.
Okay.
And I had Rookie of the Year at number 5.
Oh, wow.
One of my favorite movies. Because I love baseball.
Way before you were born, too. That's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. I just love VHS? Baseball.
You on VHS? You on DVD, Conrad? When you were little.
You know, honestly, I was on VHS and DVD. I was on both.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got colored television at home. All right. Number five for me. I'm going to go Incredibles. Really liked it. One. Yeah. All right. Stuart's up. Number four.
We'll go the first Sonic movie. Jim Carrey has come back to life. If you haven't seen these new Sonic ones,
okay.
They're visually appealing because they're all in the 4K and there's bright colors. But Jim Carrey just knocks it out of the park.
in this. He's the bad guy. He's Dr. Robotnik. There's several other names, but he great movie, Sonic. Check it out.
Do you think Dumb and Dumber could be considered a kid's movie?
What do you consider PG. A kid? What do you consider a kid? I mean, 12 yeah, years old?
I guess 11? 12 and under, maybe? Or, yeah, maybe 10 and under, 12 and under. I mean, I think it's got maybe a PG-13, but it might be PG even.
I don't want my 7-year-old watching the scene in the bathroom when he's trying to make things happen, and it gets a little noisy. What? You know what I mean? You remember the scene, Jeff Daniels, and he's trying to make things happen there. I'm not going to get too graphic here, but yeah, that's, I don't know. I'm showing that to my young ones.
I would think, yeah, that's true. I think the one where Jim Carrey is lighting his gas on fire too might not be a good thing to encourage kids to try.
Daddy, what does rapist wit mean?
Okay.
Tell her I have a rapist wit.
I've got a rapist wit. If I know her like I think I do, she'll invite us in for tea and strumpets. That actually is one of my all-time favorite comedies. It's top five. So, but you're right. It's probably not a kid movie. All right, Conrad, number four.
All right, so I have Cars.
Really?
Yes.
Buddy, we are aligned. I've got Cars, too, at number four.
Like Cars 2
is garbage.
Cars also. Okay. Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out Cars 2, and it's been 20. I don't know what the heck was happening there.
I think I've got some insight. I've read recently that was a time when Owen Wilson was going through some issues. I'm not sure which issue he was going through, but they had to rewrite it, I think, to kind of give him less of a spotlight.
Are you serious? Yeah, like he wanted, a lot of that's his fault?
I don't know if it's his fault. I think he had some personal things he was going with. And I know he's had a few different personal things, but I think at that point he was signed on to do it. And at the last minute, he couldn't. So they kind of reworked it.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of people consider Cars 3 to be the true follow-up to Cars.
And you know what?
Two of it is widely accepted as garbage.
It is. And I haven't even seen Cars 3. I don't know how that one slipped away. I think my son was probably, he was the big Cars fan. And I think he had just sort of stopped watching that franchise maybe. I don't know. But yeah, Cars, the original, is my number four. Let's try to get to number three. What do you think, Stu?
Again, I'm living in recent history, and the recent Mario movie, really good.
Really?
Well done. There's a good story. It kind of plays together with the video game. And again, it's funny. It's a good keeps me entertained as a dad watching it with my kids.
Oh, that's fantastic! Well, those movies are so huge, and I would put
they didn't mess him up. And more importantly,
yeah, I almost what almost cracked my top five was Paul Blart, because that's like I saw that with Joe, my son. He was probably 5 or 6, and we were both like, and not only that we could watch it together, but it was live action that we could watch together. You know, Conrad, number three. No, I'm sorry.
Sandlot.
Come on.
Oh,
what?
Good one.
That's what I have as number three.
Wow. Okay.
Is this camera like showing my list to Conrad?
I secretly can see the whole thing.
I don't know about this. What about you, Stu? Three is, what was your three again?
Three was Mario, and I hear the music. Okay. Let me bust through the last two. Frozen is a great movie.
Do you have to go?
I thought I heard bumper music. I thought you were playing us out there.
Can you? Well, we were going to get to that, but like, can you stick around for a few minutes?
Yeah, I can stick around.
Oh, fantastic! Let's not rush this then, because I want to talk all Fibs right. And Summerfest too. We haven't even gotten to that.
Of course.
All right, Stuart Waddles
standing
is here.
By.
Please do. Do not leave. Stuart Waddles is here. It's a What to Watch Thursday. Tell us what you're going to watch this weekend, folks, on the text line. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. More with Stuart Waddles and our movie lists after the crack news report from Civic Media.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we'll be marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day. We'll hear from people that were there, and we'll ask ourselves together, what does this all mean today?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment.
There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.